Okay, so we got Pio there, aging guy, and he's just either thinking to himself or we weave this into some events going on in his life. It's about, again, you know, the central theme there in his life and who his story line. The ladies, and then he decides one day, maybe he meets that woman again, one of them, and she kind of is a bit more like interested now, but now he speaks to her and he's saying like, but you know, I went through something there, but I realized, well, I understood it that all the time that this is Maya. Just the only question was if it's Mahamaya, Yogamaya. But you know, mainly my decision was, or to be made, shall I get into this again? Shall I share my life with another woman? What's the rest of it? And there were pros and cons, so to speak, signals from both sides. On one hand, here are the sannyasis, and that I can identify with, and which is of course natural state at this point in life. So yeah, and then, well, maybe then Krishna wants, maybe Krishna sent this one. And yes, after all, I'm looking for, I have this feeling there somewhere in me that somewhere there she is, my beloved, my girl, my better half. And of course, someone wrote, I don't need to look for my other half because I am not half, I'm full. So you can see it that way too, and that's how I have tried. But then, you know, I'm out there, social life, and so this is, you know, what's going on. We're a bunch of us at this age, and so chances are that, okay, here are two people meet and one of them goes very interested in the other one romantically, and the other one isn't. So there is unhappiness, and there is all this strange, heavy, and I mean, troublesome, and feelings, of course, you know, being unhappily in love and all that. So do I want to get into that again? And then, why am I not attracted to this lady who shows interest in me, but the other one? Oh, because the other one, let's face it, honestly, she's more beautiful, or she has a nicer way of behaving and appearing, and you know, that attraction on what is really bit of a surface, because I don't know neither one of them very much. And so here I am, and I admit, fine words about true love and all that, that's what you have in the songs, and I can also dream about that here. But for me to, however highly I esteem my spiritual maturity, I'm attracted to beautiful women, and that includes sex attraction. Okay. Now, I went through all of that, and I know what that leads to and what it means, and oh, there you got the beautiful girl of your dreams. But does the trouble end there with that victory? Oh, there's another man who wants her. Look at him. Better body, younger. Probably more money, and oh, handsome guy. You can see it in her. And there you go. Jealousy, and there you go. Expectations from both sides that are fulfilled or not. And you know the story that this is, after all, realistically what we, if not should expect, but at least be ready for. And as I say, you know, if you want to have a relationship, you got to work on it a lot. So it means, you know, sharing your life with someone means compromising with your own time and interest and so on and so forth in your economy. Do I want that? Well, I went through that. And of course I can think that maybe I can do it now in a real way. The way we failed to do last time. But you know, I'm 70 next year. I'm aging. I don't have the energy anymore. And I have too much that I want to do that requires my freedom, peace, and solitude, and so on. And I got my sons, and you know, so I decided let's get real here. And then, you know, we can play this out in the story. Now I'm talking story here. Between those, you know, two, or there may be several meetings with those ladies that he was interested in, and now he's has made up his mind. And he may speak to the other one, you know, saying that, you remember when I wrote to you, spoke to you there, a little bewildered, and the first, I was not plunging myself into a let's have a relationship I just said something like, I'd like to learn to know you a bit more. You seem to be an interesting person. And I wrote to my friend there who knows you. Who knows you, and I said the same. Is it good or bad for me to be interested in her? And maybe just check a little subtly if there's any interest back. And then he went forward going, he wants to have a relationship with you. Because that's how Hare Krishna people tend to see it. But you know, and he's speaking now to her. I have male friends and female friends, you know, this. And that's anyway the way you, it's a relationship too. But sometimes people, they use that word relationship, loaded, weaponized with this whole drama there, included in a romantic relationship, or way of doing such things here in our culture. But does it have to be like that? I think that what makes more sense is, yeah, you can be friends and see what happens. And I thought, my mistake was, I thought that you kind of liked that proposal or accepted it, and then I went ahead too much and it all became that big strange drama again. Of a non-romance. And yes, you know, when you just, this is my experience, when there is a woman or a man like me who I found interesting that way, yes, probably since it includes the mental and physical male to female attraction, what happens to me is that, well, especially if you can't actually be friends with and meet and associate that person, you tend to build up, at least I do, a whole imaginary character around that person who's just the perfect one, and anything she says, any blink with the eye, you interpret as, yeah, maybe she is interested in I am, and she may be like this. Now, this is often what we do. And this is a problem for us. We modern people, I don't know, it was in the past. That we project a lot of and we idealize and we project the image of the person we are wanting and desiring and longing for and on someone who might fit the description somewhat. And then wham, there we go, and the emotional energy gets into action, our intelligence becomes blocked or bewildered. And, well, that's what's called Maya, I guess. And she's laughing a bit and they're talking like that, and maybe she says, well, maybe we can just start from the beginning and see if we even can be friends. I mean, you look pretty friendly now. And then, whoops, he becomes stiff. Because now he has worked for like half a year to remove all those illusory feelings and all that, to cool down that boiling volcano inside himself. And so he is just quiet. And he's thinking, you know what? Oh no. And he feels that that volcano is starting there again to boil or move around. And he's afraid of another rupture. It's so painful, it's so much work to go through it. So much risk involved. But what shall he say to her? Shall he now presume that she is going for a relationship? What if he does? That means that that's in him, and he probably anyway thinks of friendship as leading to relationship. And maybe she doesn't, and then if so, if she just took a little step to ease their strained situation, saying we can be friends anyway, and you know, note on friendship on Facebook or something, and then he gets going again, then it's not good. So what to do? He's thinking there for himself, and he starts to look serious and quiet, and he doesn't dare to say it, and she asks him, what's going on here? Well, I'm afraid. As I said, I admit I'm attracted to, you know, beautiful women, and I know where it can lead, and I will just make you, you know, the risk is that I make you unhappy. Because, you know, my life is really, first of all, not that much left of it. Second of all, the time, practically every hour and day is, I have given myself, my energy, my intelligence, my mind, my body, my time to Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. So, you know, and that was part of the problem with my previous wife, that, and I understand her, especially if you are needy for that partner's association, which, well, I mean, is why you get into a relationship to start with, isn't it? Not just to give. But you expect something, and there you go. I want to do something fun to get with us together, not you sitting there all day with your computer typing your books and scripts that never get published anyway. Get real. Spend your mature days as we others do. Just relax and let's travel and enjoy now the years we had left. You know, this conflict situation there immediately, and she thinks about that and sighs. Looking out over the lake. Yeah, life is strange. We are strange, we humans. Now autumn is coming. Fasten your seatbelt. So, I say bye-bye. Maybe see you some time again if it's supposed to happen. And she says, well, no. Good luck with your media foundation, with the radio and the video and all that, and if there's anything I can help with, just let me know. And then again he goes, oops. So, you know, he gets his trials and tribulations and challenges as he is now. Gradually, he takes his time. Coming to the point, towards the point of his sannyas there in the heart, and he already calls himself a kshatra sannyas. And he didn't expect that this decision would be so hard and serious to to make now at this age, more than it was at age 22. It's funny. Maybe because I realize now that this is it, just a few years left. And I better be careful with my decisions. Think twice before I change my life. And I have more and more started thinking lately that why do I want a life different from what I have now? This life I have now is what Krishna gave me. So I could just say thank you and be happy with that. And I can be happy with that, and I am happy with it. So I guess it's just this thing there in the mind, you know, the maybe there's something more, you know, I want this desire thing. Something here in the world, this world. And of course we desire love, but real love now. Because at this age we are more able to see the difference between reality and illusion, and to be wise enough to not fall in the traps and pits anymore. So yeah, there it goes. It takes up speed by walking in a beautiful sunny autumn day in the park, where he has walked so many times, sometimes with his children, his little babies, his young boys, splashing around down by the little beach just nearby that he's standing watching. Beautiful memories, but also there behind them, oof, heavy memories, trials, burden, lack of love, but also love, as one of his friends had said when he became a father. When I became a father, I learned from my children what love is. And he kept that in his heart and thinks of it now. As he's walking there, an aging pensioner among the yellow leaves, the Swedish beautiful autumn. Yeah, when it's sunny in the autumn in Sweden, it's very beautiful. And this world is very beautiful. And you can walk here and just see God and Goddess everywhere. Feel their presence. And that's enough. How can you feel lonely then? But it's not lonely. Find himself among friends and the social group anytime he wants. But he really, at least these days, likes the solitude. that can sometimes be very beautiful. And that is, he thought to himself, I guess what this Kshetra Sannyas means, to stay home, downsize, close down all the big projects which are not necessary anymore. Focus on that which you have left to do in this lifetime. And that you want to do and love to do. And have a good time. He picks up his japamala, smiles to himself and continues. Daily mantra meditation.